Hollywood and Broadway seem a long way from the El Paso and Las Cruces metroplex, but we are home to several creative talents with a national reputation, and an upcoming gala, fundraiser, and celebrity roast will bring a lot of star power to the region to honor one of our most esteemed writers, filmmakers, and educators, Mark Medoff. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Ross Marks is a director and producer who also teaches at New Mexico State University's Creative Media Institute and is one of the organizers of the upcoming Mark Medoff Far From Finished Gala next week. I'm delighted to have him on the program for the first time. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming down from Las Cruces. I want to say that for many, Mark Medoff is a bit of an institution in the area, almost 5 decades of giving back to our region creatively as well as educationally. But for those who maybe are not as aware as they should be of who Mark Medoff is, how do you synopsize or summarize such an amazing career?
Well, Mark came to Las Cruces in 1966, went to New Mexico State University as a young English professor, and immediately started writing and writing plays. So his first play, The Wager, was a big hit off-Broadway. Then he immediately had, in fact, that same year, in New York, he had When You Coming Back, Red Rider, which was a huge hit and became a movie. And off of When You Coming Back, Red Rider, he wrote his first feature film, which was the Chuck Norris flick, Good Guys Wear Black.
Of course.
And that really set Mark on a huge career. He's, of course, most well known for Children of a Lesser God. He wrote the play Children of a Lesser God. He won the Tony Award for Best Broadway Play. Then he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay. He's had about 12 movies that he's written that have been made into film, and including the upcoming film Everest with Jake Gyllenhaal, over $100 million budget. That's coming out sometime next year. So he's still very, very active. He's directed several films. He's written, I think, about 30 plays, and he wrote the cable movie Apology and won a Cable Ace Award for that. So he's a prolific writer. He's written a novel, you name it, and he's written it. He's probably written a couple of recipes.
The amazing thing is he's done all of that pretty much based in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Not pretty much, absolutely based in Las Cruces. That's the thing that's most impressive. It's his career took off,
right.
And he really started to explode. At one point, when I met Mark around 1987, right after Children of Lesser God, the movie came out, and he was nominated for an Academy Award, and he was probably one of the top 5 writers in Hollywood, hugely in demand. And he never moved to Los Angeles, New York. He stayed in Las Cruces, and no matter how successful and busy he was, he always taught at New Mexico State at least one class a semester. And to this day, and he's still crazy busy for and he's getting up there, writing, directing, acting even. And he still teaches.
It's just amazing when you consider the depth of that commitment over all those decades and the lives he's impacted.
Oh, yeah. And he's given starts to so many people. He discovered Neil Patrick Harris. He had a theater camp at New Mexico State University, and Neil came down, wanted to learn about acting, and Mark plucked him from the class and put him into a movie he was doing called Clara's Heart with Whoopi Goldberg, and discovered Neil. He gave a young actor, Jesse Plemons, his start. And Jesse, of course, very well known for Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So, like you said, he's discovered a number of people, nurtured countless students.
He's the nexus of a lot of careers.
Yes, he sure is.
That's fascinating. And some of that's going to be on full display during this upcoming event next week. You're hosting and organizing a large gala to celebrate not only Mark Medoff's career, but his commitment to Las Cruces, his commitment to NMSU, and particularly the Creative Media Institute. Tell us a little bit about this event, how that got started, what the genesis was, what you hope to get out of it.
I was having a conversation with the department head of the Creative Media Institute, and we were talking about how we wanted to start bringing high-profile speakers to the campus to talk to the students, working professionals. I had run the White Sands Film Festival for 3 years, and I would bring in, last year I brought in Lou Diamond Phillips, 1 year I brought in Val Kilmer, and we thought, how can we sort of bring that to the campus and to the students? And at the same time, We thought we'd like to honor Mark with that and create a lecture series, the Mark Medoff Visiting Lecture Series. So I came up with the idea of doing a great big fundraiser. Mark has been a mentor to me. He's one of my closest friends. He's a teacher. He's a collaborator. I've directed 3 movies that Mark's written, and I'm getting ready to direct a 4th in November. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to thank him for all he's done for me. He's really like a father to me. And I thought the best way I know how to thank him is to put on a show as a director and a producer. Right. And so we're putting on this show, which is going to raise money for the Mark Medoff Lecture Series. And that on the September 6th, we're going to announce the first Mark Medoff lecture, which I don't want to do here. I'm saving it for the show. But I'll say this, that the first Mark Medoff visiting lecturer is probably one of the top 2 or 3 writers in the country, Academy Award winner, multiple Emmy winner. I mean, a major powerhouse who's going to be coming down to Las Cruces, New Mexico State University, to talk to the students.
And that just adds so much dimension to an educational experience.
It really does. I mean, for students to hear from an established, successful working professional really adds not just to their education, but it adds to, you know, sort of the inspiration.
This event has many components. There'll be an earlier celebrity dinner, which I believe is sold out at this point.
220 people eating steak and sea bass.
But hosted by Jeffrey Tambor. But after that, at 8 o'clock, a much larger event that is open to the public that you're still selling tickets for. This is sort of a performance event, as well as, it sounds like, a bit of a roast.
It's going to be the most spectacular event, certainly in southern New Mexico. You've had some great stuff here in El Paso, but we have the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra playing. I've got a 60-person chorus. I've got 25 dancers. I'm doing scenes from Mark's play. Jeffrey Tambor, of course, from Arrested Development and the Hangover movies and the Larry Sanders Show. Yeah. Just a funny, charming, witty guy is going to be our MC for the evening. We're going to bring in Richard Dreyfuss and Linda Hamilton and Jesse Plemons from Breaking Bad, Chris Payne Gilbert. So a number of celebrities are going to be here talking about working with Mark and roasting. We're going to do scenes from Mark's plays. Governor Susana Martinez is going to be in attendance. So we've got several dignitaries, celebrities, musicians. That stage is just going to be loaded with talent. We're going to have a ball, and people can come at 8 o'clock. September 6th is at the Mark and Stephanie Medoff Theater at the Center for the Arts in New Mexico State's campus, and it's going to be a huge sort of Hollywood Broadway celebration of Mark's life.
What an amazing thing for him, I would think, to sit and see all of this come together and all the different aspects of his life pull together. It's almost a retrospective of one's life.
Right. And I really, like I said, I adore Mark. He's been a mentor, a partner, a collaborator, a father to me. And I think it's important that we honor people while they're alive. So it's better we
Absolutely.
Do this now while he can appreciate it and know how much he's meant to so many people.
His commitment to Las Cruces and from what I've read about him over the years and sort of watched from afar, he also seems to have a humility to him that, you know, when you walk through the kinds of people you're bringing in, the kinds of performances, his playwriting, his screenwriting, his directing, his acting, his educating, this is someone who's just been about the love of creation for so long that I'm sure the roasts will be heartfelt.
Oh, yeah. I think there'll be a few tears shed in the audience.
But what a great way for people in the area who maybe don't have a personal connection to Mr. Medoff to hear and see through the eyes of those who's touched so deeply over those many decades, their anecdotes and their stories, and really get a sense of the man himself.
Yeah, and like you said, Mark really is an institution artistically in southern New Mexico. He's created a vibrant theater scene. He's put Las Cruces on the stage nationally, winning multiple awards as a playwright and filmmaker. It's not just New Mexico State University that's thanking and honoring Mark. It's the entire city of Las Cruces. And the reason why I thought it was important to have Governor Martinez is she represents the state of New Mexico.
Of
it's
course.
Really the entire state thanking him for all he has done.
one of the prime states attracting television and film work,
yes,
obviously.
And you know what? And Mark works real hard, even today, to try to make that happen. In fact, this November, I'm excited to direct a feature film written and produced by Mark called The Hard Outright. So the title of the show that we're doing September 6th is called Mark Medoff, Far From Finished.
Right. Clearly, far from finished.
He's still going very strong. Multiple projects going. He's as busy as ever. So this is a celebration not of just what he's done in the past, but also what he's continuing to do.
It is certainly honoring a life of achievement, but it's not a lifetime achievement event, as many people think that's about the end of achievement, but he's still achieving.
Right. Far from finished. He's
far from finished. Just briefly, for those who don't know about Creative Media Institute and don't know that we have a fine film school just right up the road from El Paso, Mr. Medoff was also instrumental in helping getting that started, I believe.
Yeah, they came to Mark and said, we'd like to start a film program. And this is about 7 years ago. Mark set out to create a curriculum and a faculty and really founded one of the founders of the Creative Media Institute, which has become a really top-notch elite film school for digital filmmaking and animation, where we can educate and inspire students in film and television and animation.
And obviously dovetails nicely with all of the statewide initiatives to bring film production here, so you're able to create not only the ability within the students, but then hopefully funnel them into an actual industry and paying work.
Yeah, we've created a workforce each year. Our graduates go, several of them up north. There's a lot of work in northern New Mexico, Albuquerque, and Santa Fe. But a lot of our graduates stay in Las Cruces and work very, very hard to bring projects down there or over, depending on where you're listening, for film and television.
Great resource for those who don't know about it, Creative Media Institute, and a great event. I know you've got 1 week to go. I'm sure lots of finishing touches coming together, but thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to run down here and talk to us.
My pleasure. Please come on down September 6th, 8 o'clock. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster or the Pan Am box office on New Mexico State's campus. There's about 30, 40 seats left.
Oh, so do it quickly.
So buy your tickets now. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Great to talk to you, Ross.
Thank you.
I've been discussing the life and career of playwright, screenwriter, director, actor, and educator Mark Medoff with Ross Marks, one of the organizers and producers of the upcoming Mark Medoff Far From Finished Gala fundraiser and celebration next Saturday. The Mark Medoff Far From Finished event includes a number of components: a dinner, an auction, musical and dance performances, and celebrity roast by some of Mr. Medoff's past collaborators, including actors Richard Dreyfuss, Linda Hamilton, and producer Don Foster. The event is also a fundraiser for the Mark Medoff Visiting Lecture Series. A final program note, the Film Salon continues its celebration of the cinema's biggest year, 1939, with a screening next Saturday of Jean Renoir's The Rules of the Game. The film is considered among the greatest ever made, and its keen exploration of human nature and class distinctions caused a scandal and a few riots in Paris upon its initial release. A masterwork of world cinema, The Rules of the Game will screen on Saturday, September 6th at 7:30 p.m., The Film Salon meets at Trinity First United Methodist Church at 801 North Mesa Street, and there is no admission charge. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.